Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you that we can wake up in your presence, because through your gospel, through the beautifulness of your love plan for us, that we could hear it, we could enter into this beautiful covenant. Thank you, Lord, that you never left us there in darkness, in futility, in the flesh, but you called us with your word, your gospel, so we could wake up and come into this beautiful kingdom and now be aware of you and walk with you and run the race together with you that has been laid out for us. Thank you for your great love. Thank you for this new and this better covenant. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, precious disciples. Our readings is from 2 Timothy chapter 4, and it's verses 6 to 8. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my release is at hand. Paul has been knocked off his horse, he's met the Lord, and what did the Lord say to his disciples? Lo, I'll be with you till the end of your days. And so he walked a walk, he had a path, but now he knows that his time here on earth, setting example, staying in tune, has come to an end, and it's time for him to drop the body. And he points out to us how we have to run this race, fight this fight. And he says, I've fought a good fight, so it's a good fight. I've finished the race, I've kept the faith. So it's all about staying on track, staying in the racetrack, in the lanes laid out for you. And how do you do that? By keeping the faith. And that's, faith is a gift from God, so it's being attentive of him, you know, bringing him into everything, acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. For now there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. Something about the day. You know, you could not experience this fullness of day if you haven't entered into the day. That's why it says to us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we are not of the night and we are of the day. Because we are of the day now, we must also be a wake up, and that's being aware of the Lord and stay in tune, develop on schedule. And so you came into the path of the righteous as the sun that rises, it gets brighter and brighter until full day. And now he's going into the fullness. He's run the race. He's done everything that was required of him. He's kept in tune with the Lord day by day. And now he just knows there's just glory. The path gets brighter and brighter until full day. And he's coming now into his full day. And why could this be? Because he goes on and he gives me this full day, this crown of righteousness. But he says, not only for me, but for all those who have loved his appearing. So when he came to show the way, he came to live the life from baby to young man to father. And when we saw that, and we saw his beautiful life of obedience, dedicated to God, ran to God, served God for man, not served man for God. So to stay in tune with his God. And we see this is also now exactly the same. And as Jesus could come and he could make salvation available for everyone, and as Paul came into the salvation and he stayed in tune, so it's the same with us. When we understand this great salvation, we leave the futility of the flesh, of the sin, of the darkness, and we are now in the light, in tune, staying with God, developing on schedule. And that's what it's all about, guys, running the race together with your Lord. Working together with the Lord, the grace of God is not in vain, but to our gain. Why? Because this is the acceptable year. This is the time now of salvation, and the day of salvation is here, and we are in tune, staying with the Lord. Amen. So be blessed as you flow together with him this day and every day, in Jesus' name. Amen.